Swannanoa, a small valley town outside of Asheville, was one of the places hardest hit by Hurricane Helene. The town is still contending with huge challenges, but there's one small business in downtown Swannanoa that is providing a space and some beverages to bring the community together. BPR's Laura Hackett has more.
A generator, a camp stove, and lots of donated water helped Daniel Lancaster open a new coffee shop in Swannanoa, just weeks after Hurricane Helene demolished much of the town.
I have to run a generator outside the building, and then I've got some outlets in here working. And then we've got a camp stove just to pull as many things off the electricity as we can. It feels like an archaic setup, but it's making coffee. And at the end of the day, that's like, we just want to serve the next person a cup of coffee, and we're just trying to figure out how to do that. It kind of fits right now with the way everything else looks, so.
Short Sleeves Coffee opened 2 weeks ago in Swannanoa's downtown district. It wasn't how Lancaster expected his grand opening to look. Before the storm hit, he was still working on turning an empty building into a business.
And then we were in like our probably final month and a half till opening, and then the hurricane hit. So it was a minor setback, to say the least.
Before the storm, the building was gutted and in the middle of a renovation. Then the storm brought some water damage. But Lancaster was determined to open anyway. So he got creative.
I was just sitting in here one day, kind of scratching my head, trying to figure out, what does life look like now? What does it look like to open a business in a town that's lost a lot of its commerce district and many homes gone?
He used what he had to make it work.
So we had a fridge, so I turned it around, a fold-up table, a piece of plywood from a wall we busted out, some shiplap from a bathroom we just demoed we used for signs, this shelf we've got here holding our coffee is from a ramp we were in the process of building, so we just turned it on its side and made that a retail shelf.
The coffee shop is in the center of the downtown district. Since the storm, the street has shut down to vehicles, and it's filled with volunteers who distribute free food, clothes, medical services, and now, thanks to Short Sleeves, pay what you can coffee. Lancaster says the model has helped keep him, his family, and his one employee afloat.
Somebody last week said, like, this is the first normal thing I've done since this happened. And then someone else a few days ago was like, I forgot about the flood for like 10 minutes. And that was really special.
Evan Curry and Liz Gundlach picked up two cold brews from Short Sleeves. The couple both work as therapists, so work has been exhausting lately, Gundlach says.
We're both mental health therapists, so I've been seeing clients, and this is the first week of like really seeing my full caseload, and I'm really tired. Just really, really tired.
Things are far from normal in Swannanoa, they say. Every day, they drive past scenes of devastation. But being able to grab coffee helps them feel a little bit more normal. Curry says they used to regularly stop for coffee.
And that was one of those things where like, oh, let's do this. Oh, wait, it's not there. And so, man, hats off to these guys for opening this up and just being a resource to the local community here.
News of the coffee shop has spread across Swannanoa. Since opening as a bare-bones counter service spot, community members have dropped off furniture, boxes of sugar, coffee stirrers, and gas-powered heaters for those chilly mornings. Lancaster says it's become the community's coffee shop.
It really feels like the community's coffee shop in a lot of ways that we just kind of like started, and then everybody else just took it on themselves to really like make it work.
A desire for Swannanoa to have a stronger sense of identity is exactly why Lancaster wanted to open a coffee shop in the first place.
We hear, Swannanoware has been a phrase often heard kind of throughout here. There used to be a factory that used to be Beacon Blanket Factory, which would employ a significant portion of the town, and it burned down, and there was kind of an exodus of people leaving Swannanoa. And since then, this whole historic downtown part has been like slowly trying to get some legs and rebuild itself, and a number of businesses opened up in the main drag in Swannanoa.
Lancaster believes that vision is still possible.
Our main street could be a cool story of taking something literally broken and dirty and making something beautiful out of that. And that's what I want to see. I want people to get behind that.
For BPR News, I'm Laura Hackett.
Short Sleeves Coffee is open in Swannanoa from Thursday through Saturday and is continuing its pay-what-you-can model for at least the next month.